Dear listener, how many people helped you? Even if they did not benefit, we all know such people are rare. Being blessed with children after 9 years, my Abu Farooq Muhammad happily sacrificed everything for us. Bills, stress, debts, unemployment, ridicule and sickness were all patiently endured to provide for us a home, food, Islamic education and the best that you could afford. Abu, I remember you would not eat until we ate, you would not rest until we were safely home, and your heart was not happy unless we were happy. Silently you endured your sufferings, never complaining about how difficult it was just to make ends meet. Yet if I asked of you, you gave without question. If others asked, you acted the same. Oh listener, if you are waiting to hear about things my Abu gave up for me, then I would not know where to end. For my father's gifts, not only in material aspects, but he gives of his heart. In essence, his character resembles sacrifice, while my tribute to you, Abu, is founded on your unconditional love for me. Your sacrifice goes beyond. The poor love you because you always give even when you hardly have for yourself, teaching me generosity. Those who have harmed you speak good of you because you still went back to them in kindness, teaching me to have a clean heart. Your ego is repeatedly sacrificed in angering situations when you patiently keep quiet, teaching me restrain. You help people even if it does not serve you, serve your interests, teaching me to help for Allah's pleasure. All your sacrifices are in accordance to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, not just the things I ask you to give me. If you, O listener, were to meet him, I promise you he would warmly greet you, smiling as though he always knew you. Dear Abu, even though you grow up without knowing what a mother is, you have shown me exactly what a loving father should be. And if your mother witnessed all your sacrifice for your children, she would be proud of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with you, inshallah. Ameen. With love, your daughter Sabiha.